And from our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. You know, many might say Nikki Payne has been to hell and back. In 2007, you guys, her husband shot and killed her 7-year-old son and her 2-year-old daughter. He then shot and killed himself. Somehow, this woman has found a way to take her tragedy and find a purpose that involves helping others. I'm going inside her story with Nikki Payne. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, you recently shared your story with Ebony Magazine. Does it get any easier for you? I can't imagine it does, but I'd like to hear from you to relive what happened and to tell this story again and again.
It never really gets easier, especially around the holidays. Mm. But I found that when I help other people or I tell my story, just seeing the change in that person makes it bearable. So I guess It kind of does get a little easier.
And we're going to talk more about your purpose and how you're helping other people in just a moment. But first, I want to take you back to 2007. You know, they say that they found your husband in your son's room with the children cradled in his arm, all three dead. Do you know why your husband did this?
I do not know. My husband was actually a great man. I have nothing bad to say about him. He was a provider. We had no financial problems. It's just something happened that day, and I don't understand what happened.
Now, part of your helping other people is telling what happened to you after this tragedy. You say your life kind of spiraled out of control, body piercings, tattoos, partying. Explain what happened to you. You know, what were you experiencing then during that time?
Well, after losing everything, I didn't know how to define myself. Every title that I've ever had in my life as a wife, as a mother, I had none of those titles anymore. So trying to find myself, I just went through all these self-destructive things, which led to the piercings, which led to the tattoos. And I didn't want to be alone, and so I started clubbing a lot. I started drinking alcohol. I didn't even like the taste of alcohol, but it was just something to numb myself so that I wouldn't think, because you wouldn't believe how loud silence could be. And being alone with your thoughts is very hard.
You also shut out family and friends who tried to comfort you?
Yes, I really didn't want to be around anyone that would hold me accountable for what I was doing. It was easier to be around people that didn't know me, that thought that this was something that I always did. But anybody that would say, you know, Nikki, this is not you, I wouldn't even be around them. I stopped going to church. I stopped believing in God. I stopped doing a lot of things. And I confined myself to my home. And I kind of stopped talking to my mom as much, and then all of a sudden my mom died. And then when my
right,
mom
and that was a turning point for you, right?
Yes. When my mom, she grieved to death over the death of my kids. My mom stopped living. She couldn't get past the grief. And one day I went to her home, and I found her dead. And she had my daughter's Dora doll in the bed with her, and my son Spider-Man. And I looked at my mom, and I was like, oh, my God, this could be me if I don't change. So I feel like my mom died to save me, because if that wouldn't have happened, I don't know where I would be today.
Mm. And so your purpose now is to share your story to provide support and inspire others. How did you find that? Because how did you find that within yourself? Because I know after you found your mother dead, you say that was a Friday, and that Sunday you went to church.
Yes, when I went to church, I didn't go to church with, oh, my God, I give myself to you, Lord. It was more of, God, how can you allow this to happen to me? I've buried my 2 children. I've buried my husband. Now I have to bury my mom. And I went there, and I was so angry when I went to church. But then I started speaking to this pastor, and he made me realize that for all these years, I had been blaming God for something that the devil did. And that wasn't right. And once that clicked in my head, my entire life changed. And that's how I get through it.
How long was it
from
the time that your children died and your mother died? How long was that time span?
It was 4 years.
So 4 years, you were just kind of out there.
Yeah.
Spiraling out of control in pain. Mm. And now that you've turned your life, Nikki, over to God, and now you're focused on helping others, is the pain gone or has it been lessened? How do you deal with the anniversaries and the birthdays and things like that?
Well, the pain is not gone. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. But what I do is I have to make a reason to get out of bed. So what I do is I have four things that I say to myself every morning. Number one is I have to honor God because he died for me to live. Secondly, I have to honor my mom because she died so that I could live. And three and four is I have to get out of this bed so that I can honor my children because they died, which allows me to give this testimony so that someone who's listening can live.
And there's so many out there that are listening that have gone through
right at this, yeah.
something like you have, and you just a powerful testimony to share with them.
Well, thank you.
What a story.
Nikki, yes. Thank you so much. It's such an amazing story. And Nikki, tell us your website where people can go and be inspired by your story and get help from you, because you do speaking engagements and everything.
I do. It's www.nikkispain.com, and the Nikki's has an S on it.
Okay, and it's N-I-K-K-I-S. Thank
yes,
you, Nikki.
You're welcome.